on one of the pages in your pamphlet, it says, there are more important things to God than keeping sinful man from suffering. Ooh. Could you explain important things?
Yes. In fact, I was going to do that, and I've totally forgot that big question. I'm glad you mentioned that. So give me just a minute. Take the insert on the inside, and I'm not going to hit everything on this, but why does God allow bad things to happen to good people? That's really the question. Two questions I think have to be answered. First, who are good people? Have you ever heard of Rabbi Kushner, Harold Kushner? He wrote a book that became very famous, many books, but one became very famous, When Bad Things Happen to Good People. And this would be a summary. This is my summary of everything you would see, basically his overall perspective. Because man is good, and God is good, and bad things happen to good people, God is not involved in bad things, not only not allowing them, but really not able to stop them from happening. I was at a funeral, and I heard someone who was holding this position. And they said, you know, this person died tragically at this age, and just know this, God had nothing to do with this. In fact, God would have wanted this not to happen. And in fact, God did everything in his ability, but basically couldn't stop it. That's what happened. Now, I know that brings a big tension in our minds about God and what he allows and how he does. And that's why I want to address this. Because we often don't understand all of God's ways. We're not going to. But we need to understand some things we can. So if you look down, I'm going to pass the stuff about Jesus' perspective. We've already talked about that. What are bad things? That's the second question. And I write there, there are more important things to God than keeping sinful man from suffering. There's a presupposition of the Christian faith. If you want to look at the whole of the Bible, it supports that over and over and over again. There are more important things to God than keeping sinful man from suffering. In fact, there's a great statement that comes from Johnny Erickson Tada. I'm going to quote her in just a minute. But she is a very noted lady, probably about my age, who was in a terrible accident in high school. And she was left a quadriplegic. And she has become a great spokesperson on the subject of suffering, a tremendous theology of the Christian faith and so forth. She was bitter at first, but then she tells her story of how she began to understand the ways of God. And then she makes this statement that I think is so good. God allows what he hates to accomplish what he loves. Does he hate that she's a paraplegic? Yes. Hates it. But he allows that to accomplish what he loves. So that raises the question, what does he love? And this is what I'm trying to do on these three statements here, just to say here are three things that he loves. Number one, he loves exposing man's sin so as to make him seek God. And here's one of her quotes out of her book, When God Weeps. The beauty of being exposed and empty is that God can then cover you. Like a service that must be scrubbed clean before you can bond anything to it, the bonding of intimacy between God and us won't adhere until the film of dirt goes. The ambitions, the vanity, everything that sets itself up against others and God. Affliction is the gristmill where pride is reduced to powder, leaving our souls naked, bare and bonded to Christ, and it feels beautiful. And then a second reason, he loves perfecting a person's inner being, keeping his heart where it was designed to be. And there's a text in James 1, it says, consider it joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. Let endurance have its perfect result, that you might be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. This is what she says in When God Weeps. Earth's pain keeps crushing our hopes, reminding us this world can never satisfy. Only heaven can. And every time we begin to nestle too comfortably on this planet, God cracks open the locks of the dam to allow an ice-cold splash of suffering to wake us from our spiritual slumber. Suffering keeps swelling our feet so that Earth's shoes won't fit. Suffering sandblasts us to the core, removing sin and impurities so that intimacy with Jesus is possible. And then lastly, he loves administering justice so that his righteousness is not compromised. A true rabbi, I like to think of that as Jesus. And Jesus says, this is his total perspective. Because man is not good and God is good, bad things do happen to people. Not merely because they deserve them, but better yet, because those who do or will follow him need them. That would be the Christian perspective. To give you a very quick summary on suffering, why does God allow bad things to happen to good people? So I don't know if that addressed your question exactly, but would you like to ask something with that? I'm sorry, I totally forgot that side of the paper. Yeah.